Understanding how we were.
Okay, so let's just so quickly just to review what we said yesterday. We're going to do a lot again on that, but the basically we said in base is that in dalal dalal, in lishol and shul dalal dalal, there's two halachas. One halacha is that your hand could be a makom, so it needs to be you're putting in the din makom. So you have that dalal dalal has a din makom, and fine. So that's basically if you put it down in the guy's hand, so that's his makom. His hand is the makom. Fine. Then you have another thing, but now if your hand is transferred because your hand itself is pulling it back to the body, so now you can't say that is the makom, din makom that you're giving it. Because that the hand is the transfer. So the hand is it can't be the place where you're transferring it to. It's that which is doing the transferring. So transferring it to is only because the hand is a part of the ground. The hand changes roles from being an actor to being a passive, to being a part of the body. And therefore it's part of the ground. So therefore the hanacha is on the ground. And the hand is just a vehicle, an extension of the ground. But the only thing is, the hand can only be an extension of the ground if your hand has like the kviyas of the ground. If it really has a real makom, then makom on the hand. Because the hand has to be, you need kviyas, you need dalal dalal. So it's like, but the yad is kedalal dalal. Because it grips the thing. So therefore, even if you'll say it can't be the makom, because it's the transverse, and the makom is the ground, but if the hand didn't have the gripping quality of the that it does, which then it wouldn't be able to be an extension of the ground. It wouldn't be able to relate it to the ground. So therefore, that's another facet to the Yelshon is not all knowledge, is besides where you're getting it in makom, but it also has the function, the property of kviyas, which your hand, which the ground has. Which makom dalal dalal has. So therefore, it could get the din dalal dalal through when you pull it back, you can just consider like it's a makom haaretz. Okay. So now looking also like this, I ochel the yotzei mirshos loshos. So if you're eating, you basically walk out while you're eating, right? You walk out eating. V'chishev lahotzi ochel shavipev. And you intend to carry out the ochel which is in your mouth. Mirshos roshos, yechayev. Neish machshavto misim piv makomav. Afo pish lo hutzik derecha motziyah. So your machshava makes your mouth into makom dala. Even though you didn't be your motzi in the regular way. So what does he mean? Motzi, if you're chishev lohotzi el shavipet, mishos loshos. What does he mean? You're eating and you're chishev lohotzi. What are you thinking? And why do you need to be thinking? What's he talking about here? And also, that's the question which we asked yesterday. It's like, why doesn't this have the same problem as yesterday's case, right? Why do you say, so now what's the mouth is the transferer, and presumably that's the makom. It should be the same problem, right? But here he doesn't say it's kumunach baretz. He doesn't say it's kumunach baretz.
They're like two separate problems.
So what is this thing to do with it? Look at our hutzah to gedarach motziyan. Should be somewhere else. I mean, there's a derech hutzah, and then there are certain methods of doing hutzah. I guess so. Is this like a shinoi? This is not derech motziyan. I mean, this should be somewhere else. If you do otzah with your mouth, that's considered a derech otzah. I mean, it sounds as if it's like one continuous thing. So now shavto makes the mouth a makom arba afal pi shelo hotzik derech motziyan. We're right. Or it should say yochel yosem shoslo shchich velhotzi chayev afal pi shelo hotzik derech motziyan. Or I don't. I mean, it sounds like that's good. You're just shoving together two separate things. I mean, it's kind of they're put together in a way that sounds like it's one thing. I mean, you could say that in order for this case to be chayev, you have to make two points. You have to show the din makom, but you also have to deal with the derech motziyah. But it's funny. So then why? Like it's kind of funny also. I mean, if it's not a derech motziyah, then why are you chayev? Like, how's he addressing that? Like he's not explaining. Or is he? Is somehow the idea of just the mouth is like dalal dalal have anything to do with that? The whole thing, it's funny.
Maybe it is.
That's the problem. It's like, where's the akira? What's the akira? Because munach in his mouth, then his mouth picks it up, moves it from his mouth to his mouth. Now, that's kind of the problem from yesterday. I mean, that's what we said yesterday is the Haaretz thing. Because here, otherwise, where's it's just in his mouth all the time. So is it even changing makom? It's the same makom now, you know. Sure. None problems, right? It's the hard few lines, right? Nothing exactly makes sense.
Where did we
say the cliche loci? I mean, I think Chaim's right that he doesn't mean. What's he excluding by saying the chishev lohotzi mershal toshos? Is that did I quote that right? I'm sorry, chishev lohotzi ochoshokim mershal toshos. What's he excluding? You're right, exactly. What he's excluding is if you just start eating, and you have, and then you just, you know, whatever, you're slicking a candy or whatever, and you just walk across, or I don't know, you're just chewing something, and then you run out of your house because you're in a rush. So, and it happens to be you bring the thing across. There you're not, it just happens to be it's in your mouth. It's like incidental. I mean, whatever the svara is, but factually, it seems that's what he's excluding. He's saying that's not, that doesn't count. It has to be where you're actually, you have the chafza here, you want to get the chafza there, because you want to eat it over there, whatever, yeah, maybe it's the bathroom, whatever it is, for whatever reason, you don't want to, you want to, let's say you're going to some place, and you want to have a sucking candy there, because your throat's going to hurt. But you can't carry it, so you want to carry it. The way you carry it there is in your mouth, so you can eat it there. But you don't want to eat it now, you're not ready to eat it now. You want to eat it there because you're going to be yelling there or whatever. I don't know. Okay. You want to get it over there, you want to eat it over there. So you're carrying it in your mouth. And that's what he's saying is, Afi Shalom, you're not doing Kederach Motzian, but you are doing what regular people do. You're really trying to carry the thing from here to there. It's not the regular way that people do it, but you're doing exactly what people do. You're not eating, you're carrying. You're carrying it from here to there, and then you're eating it over there. It's like two things. Carrying it, basically, instead of using your hands, you're using your mouth, but you're carrying it from here to there. And then once you get there, then you're going to decide to eat it. Okay? It's like two separate things. As opposed to, if you're just eating a sandwich, you put a potato chips in your mouth, and then you walk out. There, you're not carrying, there you're just eating. And incidentally, while you're eating, you happen to be walking. And maybe the object is changing its location, whatever. But that's not, then you're not carrying. You're not doing what's on, then you're just walking. You're just eating and walking simultaneously, and it happens to be the object is moving. So practically, I think that's what he's saying. Just shot. Right. Okay, so where's the dollar al dalad? Where's the dollar al dalad? Right, that's the way it works there is because that's what I'm addressing. It's machshavto meisima lepev makom dalad al dalad, which means that here he's not like John said. He's not his mouth isn't an eater now. Now his mouth is like a holder, a carrier. And he said, Machshavto is Dalad is if you just. The idea was that you had the Chavta had a really related to Makom. It couldn't be an accidental relationship to Makom. So normally, how does something get an essential relationship to Makom? You would be a real holder. The male, Dalad. We said, but if it's Machshavto that you actually want this to be the holder of the object, then that is a Makom Dalad. Right? That's Machshavto. Primarily, that's an essential. There's an essential relationship between this food and the mouth, because the mouth is the holder of the food, and you want it to be the holder of the food. That's his makom. Okay, so the mouth, you want it to be the holder of the food, and then that's like a makom dalad. And now you're basically transferring it using the mouth, But the mouth, that's the halacha of machshavto that you don't need dalad is by like a stam hanacha. But if you want it to be in this makom, so then that's like dalad. Okay, so now the question is, where's the Akira, where's the Anacha? Where's the Makam of the Akira, where's the Makam of the Anacha? And why is it that you need this Das? Like, why do you have to be thinking this? Why is that important? And how do we get around our other problem? Is that, so now the mouth is the Makam of the Akira, and it's the transfer, and it's the Anacha. Right? So I think for part of it, Chaim was saying it's good, is that the Rambam's relying on what he just said. I mean, he doesn't say here it's Kamunach Baratz. Okay, he doesn't say that. But he just set down the previous halachos, the principles here. So I don't know if he has to say the idea. I mean, he understands that you're going to interpret it based on the principles he set down before. Now, what it means is like this, is that since you're not eating, since really what you're doing here is you're transferring this. Okay, that's essentially what you're doing. You can eat later. But right now, the thing is, let's say you're standing here, shalsi avin, in your house. And the thing, you're putting the thing in your mouth. Okay, now your mouth is the holder of the object. Okay, your mouth is the holder. Now, but the it's not pshat that you want it in the mouth. The mouth is, it's like you could hold it in your hand. If you're just standing in your house holding something, so your hand is like an extension of the ground. Right? It's part of the aras. So your mouth also, it's, if you're eating, then you'll say your mouth, you want it in your mouth per se. So your mouth is your mouth. But here you're not eating it, you're holding it. So basically, your mouth is simply, how is it a munach on the ground in your house? Through being in your mouth. It's a munach basically in your mouth. Let's say you're sitting down, you put it in your mouth, now it's a munach on the floor of your house. Okay, now you get up, now your mouth becomes, instead of just an extension of the ground, your mouth becomes the transferer, right? You're transferring it using your mouth, just like you can transfer using your hand. And then you stop in the new rishus, you get to the new place, which is where you want it to be. And now the mouth is no longer a transfer, but now your mouth is the relator of the object to the aretz of the new place. You know, just like the hand was the relator of the, you know, the mouth is an extension of the ground. So the mouth was an extension of the ground in the first place. If it becomes the actor, the mover, then it becomes the extension of the ground in the second place. So that you had the kira na nafa. You had the kira na nafa. Oh. The idea of extension of the ground is just like your hand is an extension of the ground. The idea is that when you have a person's body, the person's like just stationary, and something's on his body, so that is, basically it's like, unless he's active, if he's moving, then his body is active, or it's doing something. But basically, if you're holding something, if you're just sitting down, let's say you're just sitting down and holding something. So basically, the object is related to the rishos through me, through my body. So my hand is that which is secures the object in this location.
But isn't that just because it's your hand?
Oh, well, it could be because it's my hand, or it could be because it's my mouth. It doesn't have to be. Oh, you mean because your hand is not all knowledge?
Because your hand is a holder.
Oh, well, your mouth could also be a holder. Right, that's the case here. The case here is where you're using your mouth as the holder. And that's machshavta. Machshavta renders it like a holder. Yeah, usually your mouth is an holder. Usually your mouth is an holder. You need dal dalet, or your hand. But if the hand is like it, it has a din of holder. But the machshavta renders your mouth as a holder. Your machshavta is that this object is not just happens to be in some random place. I want it to be in my mouth. I close my mouth on the thing. It's a food. I mean, it could be, it has to do with the fact that it's a food, maybe, you know. But the thing as this is the holder of the object now. So I'm rendering this, there's an essential relationship between this, I'm rendering it the holder. So now it is the holder of the object. So I'm sitting in my chair in my house, so whatever it is, it's in my mouth, that's the holder of the thing which is relating it to the rishas. And now I want to bring this object from being a munach and rishas yachid to being a rishas ram, and then I'm going to eat it. Then, right, and so I go across the border, it's in my mouth, now the object has made it to the Rishas HaRav. Okay, that's where I want it. I want it to be in Rishas HaRav. I want it to be related to the Rishas HaRav. Related to the Rishas HaRav through my mouth, which is an extension of my body, which is on the ground. And then, I eat it. So basically, in the meantime, I was okay that I took the Chatzah, which is a part of the ground, the Rishas Yachid, and I make it a part of the ground, the Rishas HaRav. Right, and the Machshavto is what renders the... is what renders the... You don't say that it's not dalet al dalet, and therefore it couldn't really be a part of the ground. Because it was, because since the mouth is the significant, you want it to be held in there, so therefore it will be just like in the second part of the halacha beis, it will be a significant holder. It will be a significant holder. As a significant holder is an extension of the ground. It will be a significant extension of the ground. That's not the din makom, though. Din makom would be the mouth if I were trying to eat, but here I'm not trying to eat, I'm trying to relocate the object to this rishos to that rishos. So the mouth is functioning when I'm sitting, when I'm staying still, the mouth is functioning as an extension of the rishos. It's just, it's stationary, it's the holder. Then it's the transfer, and then it's the holder for the new rishos. And he's relying on what he says before, when he doesn't say, here, I come up baritz. That's what he means. It's based on the very last thing he just said, so he doesn't have to say it. I mean, he's just telling you the halacha. He doesn't tell you it's kibunach on the mouth, you know. But the machshavto, the mouth, that's a makam arba. See, yes, that's what's misleading. It says that's a makam arba, but this makam arba is the second property of makam arba, namely that it's a sufficient holder and therefore can be an extension of the ground. It's like a makam arba in that capacity. Is being like a real relationship to a makom. You don't just say that it's going to fall on the floor or it's going to, you know, eating. You're really being motivated. See, it's good if you were really eating while you were walking. So then the mouth is never an extension of the ground. Because then it's not really a munach, and it never becomes an extension of the ground. And then your mouth is just active, it's eating, and maybe a makam arva arva, but it's not, can't be the makam anacha and the transfer and the makam arva in the other place. Then basically it's just one role. It's just the role of just holding an object. So it's holding it, but there's no makam kviyas. Where's the kviyas? It has to be the yechishev to be motziyat, and to be, you know, to bring it from here to there. Otherwise, it's not going to. The mouth is acting, the Torah is an actor, and is never acting, the Torah is an extension of the Rishas. So only if you're being motzi, then it will do that. For it, somehow it got to your mouth. It could be that Akira is when you pick the object up. I don't know, it doesn't say exactly how you got the object into your mouth in the first place. But it could be that Akira is when you picked it up. But, anyways, I don't say, you don't have to say it. If you're at rest, see that it's a munach len, and then you just picked it up and you started walking.
If you did say that, it'd be exactly the same case.
Right, then it'd be the same as the
exact same case.
Right. Except the mashav,
right,
fast.
Right.
I'm not sure about why he's saying afi shos exact motziyan. Could be just trying to show that it's a real otzah case. You're really being motzi with your mouth. I mean, it's important for him to. But he's now, you may be altaina. Once you say that, you may say, you know, it's not their otzah. So I don't know why it's not a problem, but apparently it's not a problem. Like, it's not shino. You may say it's a shino. But he's saying it's afal pi. Because once he made the case here, is this the only way to chai is that you really don't know tzah? And he'll say, but this isn't dara tzah. He's saying, no, you chai anyways. But I'm not sure why. And it sounds that way. Maybe that's what he's saying, because it's in that very sentence, machshavta. As it could be said, is that maybe he'll say, is, but hey, the idea of machshavta, we said, means because there's an essential relationship between the thing and the place. So he's saying here, is the food. Is machshavta, because it's not just that food happens to be in your mouth. When food is in your mouth, just like spit is in your mouth, the urine is, the point is not just an essential, it's not just happens to be. Food in your mouth is the part, is the thing which eats food. And when it's in your mouth, even though you're not eating it yet, but that, there is a conceptual relationship there. You can't just say, food could have been anywhere and it's in my mouth. There is the food's in your mouth. That's a conceptual relationship. It's the mouth is the eater of food, and it's in your mouth, even though you're not eating it yet. And you don't just say the relationship between the mouth and the food. Like now, it just happens in my hand, and then later I'm going to eat it. But once it's in your mouth, it registers, and there's a relationship there. And even though you're carrying it, and people don't normally carry things like that, so maybe you'll find out. That look, you're just carrying it. And if you tell me that people carrying in your mouth is a great thing, then people should do it. But he says, yeah, but Bala is this guy is carrying it in his mouth. And so far as he is carrying it in his mouth, there is a relationship between his mouth and the object. You don't say it's like Bala Daita Isakal, people don't do that, and therefore it's just his hand is like his mouth. But they're saying conceptually food in your mouth. Is that your mashava renders the thing into a significant essential relationship, and therefore it has a din makom. It's really it's like a vot. It has a din makom. And now the mouth, when you're standing, it's an extension of the ground. Then you carry it, and then it becomes essential of the other ground. If we mechay. Right. So if you're eating it the whole time, then it's true we'll have an essential into the mouth, but it's not going to be a kira alacha because the kira alacha is because you want it to be. Go from here to there. So it means when it's in your mouth in the first rishos, you're relating to it as being in the first rishos. You want to be, to use your mouth, you want to break its tie to the first rishos, get it into the second rishos using your mouth, in your mouth, and then eat it. So therefore, it being in your mouth was an extension of the ground in both places. Therefore, you have a kiran anacha. And you have machshavta because it being in your mouth is significant. It's a real relationship. But if you're eating the whole time, it's true, it's in your mouth, it's good, but there's no relation to the makom per se. You just happen to be eating, and location is totally accidental to what you're doing. Okay, so let's look at that. Okay, so let's just look at that. Okay, I'll look at that. So hopefully we'll do that tomorrow. Today's Tuesday, right? Okay, so hopefully we'll do that tomorrow. So that.
Is the rest of Gimel Achshuwe?
Yeah, the rest of Gimel is Achshuwe. Okay, I'm looking at the rest of Gimel. The rest of Gimel is other components of Achshuwe, but I don't see the Rama saying anything different than, I mean, it's another case of Achshuwe, but we did those cases before. I don't see anything like characteristic. Nothing stands out to me, at least the surface of that Rama. Okay. So let's go for a Dal. Okay, so Dal, the first part of Dal we already did, but let's just read the whole thing. Ha'yomei v'achas m'shnei r'shuyos, v'pashayel v'shoshriyo v'notol misham mayam me'al gabe guma, Malayamayim Vilsion Chaya. So you stick your hand into the pit, right, and you pull the water back into your rishos. Okay, you don't have to put it down, I guess, because that's the same as the previous case, right?
Right.
So Shehamayim Kulan. Fine. So then he says, oh, why? So why are you chayav? Where's the akira? The water was moving around. So he says, no. Shemayim kulon kivayim menachan al arts. So the water is like a unit. Water is a unit which is contained in the guma. It's contained in the... Do you have a guma? Yeah, guma. It's contained in the guma as an entity, right? We said it's like a nacha of the body of the pit full of water. It's all as a group, a munach in the bar. In the bar, in the guma. And therefore, when you pick something out, you're breaking its fits. It was a munach in the bar, okay, and now you're taking the part you're taking off, you're being okeret. Makom was the guma, even though it's moving around within the guma, but it's all the water as a whole is a munach. And it's true, now you're breaking off a part of the water, you're breaking it off, but that part of the water was a munach, and now you're giving it a new makom and a new rishos, so therefore you chayav. Okay? Now he says, Aval im haya kli tzach al gavei mayim uperos v'soch a kli. So if you have a kli on the surface of the water and you have fruit inside the kli, upasha yado v'lokach min haperos v'hotzi potter. So then you pick up the peros from on the kli and you bring it back, you're potter. Why? Sh'arei lo nachu haperos al gavei ha'aretz. Because the peros were never resting on the ground. Okay. And the nimsa, before it turns out you weren't okay from Makam Arba. Okay, so it's funny, right? Was the Kli Arba? It's not exactly clear. Is the Kli Arba? We were assuming that, I think, before. But I mean, if the Kli is Arba, then why isn't it Alokir Algabi Makam Arba from the Kli? And if the Kli isn't Arba, this is the Ibaya. If the Kli isn't Arba, then what's the Ibaya? It's an Ibaya here. I mean, they're almost picking one side of the Ibaya, but the question was, are you Chayav or not Chayav? If the Kli isn't Arba al Arba, then what's the Ha? The one was the question. Unless somehow it sounds like you think that it is Al Haaretz somehow. I mean, it sounds like, because he's saying it's because they were not Nach Agave Haaretz. You know, so you could argue that that's the question. Are they not, or are they not? And he's coming down to say it's not, but how are they not on the Aretz? I mean, the whole thing is, we have to get the Ibaya. What's the Ibaya here, you know? But let's see a little further. The Insurf Lomar, because he skipped a case, but the Insurf Lomar, that case is obvious. So the Insurf Lomar, Imo Yoperos Safan Alpine Amayim, Viho Tiam, Chirubak. Okay? So if you have fruits on top, on the surface of the water, and basically you pick them up and put them down and, you know, bring them back, you're not chayav. Ein Sof Lomar, of course you're not chayav. The kli is one thing, but this, for sure not. But this is a discussion. If you're telling me that the ground, the water is all like one entity, right? It's all one entity, which is like a munach on the ground, right? So why don't you say if you have a fruit on the surface, it's like, it's a munach on the aretz through the water. Like, why isn't it like munach on the table? What? Why isn't it like it's on the table? It's like water going in the person's hand. So the person's hand, I pick it out of the person's hand, you say it's a munach on the ground because the hand is an extension of the ground. So why don't you say that the water is an extension of the ground?
Well, in terms of the water.
The water is one entity, which is a munach. It's one entity. My point is we have to. I think you can answer this, but I think it's a good idea to start with his Ein Sof Lomar, because he's saying that makes sense. That's easy. So first of all, if you have a question on that, that we still have to clarify that. But like the way the Gemara presents it, this is the thing. Now here's an Ibaya. The Rambam was just telling you like the halacha, he's telling you the harder case first, and then the Ein Sof Lomar. But I think it would be good to have the Ein Sof Lomar case, which is the easy case, clear first, and then from there you should have a jump off of an Ibaya. I mean, the Rambam is learning the Ibaya. The Ibaya is whether you consider, remember, Basar Kli Azlina or Basar Karka Azlina, Basar Egos Azlina, I don't know, whatever. Right? Okay, so I guess we'll try to do that for tomorrow. It seems to be related to it, because Ein Sof Lomar, like, if they're totally unrelated, you wouldn't say Ein Sof Lomar. It seems to be, it's like, in the same ballpark, you know what I mean? It sounds that way. But after we do this, there's a case of Shemesh. How many soy kids? You have oil on top of water, and then you pick the oil up. So water, you say, is all one thing. But what about if you pick up oil from on top of water? I think it's on my focus.
That's
nice case of the morning. Nice case of the morning. Yeah, you'll see the Ram has it, it's nice case of the morning. We'll go there after this. Okay.